good morning, everybody. So I'll be talking today sort of the next step, as we have been hearing from our earlier two presenters, that consequences of we are experiencing aging population worldwide. And to sort of on the same line, I'm interested in my research. Part of my research is how do we better care, or how do we meet the demand for caregiving for this elderly population. So the topic of my presentation is today, health and economic impact of family caregiving and evidence from the study on global aging. So I have nothing, no financial to this disclose related to this study. So the motivation for this study was really coming from the fact that the demand for caregiving has been increasing over time, and it will be increasing due to the fact that we are experiencing aging population worldwide. So a significant part of the research has been done, or is continuing, to understand how we better serve these needs for caregiving, especially caregiving needs for this elderly population in the context of developed countries. However, we still need some research evidence that how we can meet those caregiving needs, and how, in order to be able to come up with better public health intervention programs for caregivers, what are the challenges that they experience while they are providing care to their elderly family member. For example, in India, as India is becoming right now is the second largest in the world in terms of its aging population. And based off the demographic trends, it has been projected that within next 10 to 15 years, it may come to number one. So obviously, what that implies is that there will be a huge demand for caregiving. How can we provide family care to these elderly individuals with sort of some disabilities? By and large, caregiving so far, we tend to focus on how caregiving implies negative health impacts for caregivers. For example, those who are providing care to their family members, there are some important negative health consequences that caregivers experience over time, their stress and burden. So we tend to more focus on how we come up with some interventions or programs or policies that may help them to cope up with their negative health consequences or stress or burden. However, we tend to overlook the financial impact of caregiving. It may be possible that someone who is providing care for a longer period of time, they may need to compromise with their employment status. They may need to move from full-time to part-time, or at some point of time, they may have to quit the employment. So that may have huge financial burden for the family to deal with, in addition to health impact. So there is a gap in our understanding, especially in the context of India or developing countries, that how we can provide or come up with some programs or intervention or some policies in terms of policymakers, public health policies, that not only focus on health impact come up with the health impact of the focus on the health impact of the family caregivers, but as well as the economic aspects of it. So this study has primarily three objectives: to understand better that how the family caregiving in India impacts caregivers' own health status, experience problems with managing their medical treatment, as well as any financial loss that they experience due to providing care. So in this study, I utilized the data which was surveyed by World Health Organization, which is called Study on Global Aging, in order to better understand how these caregiving needs or caregivers experience different types of problems in order to provide care for the longer time to their family member. So the survey was an in-home interview for older adults aged 50 years or older, And it has both household as well as individual component of it, where the household components mainly focused on household characteristics, demographics, and socioeconomic characteristics. And the individual component was basically that individual's health and their own education and other social background. And the study was, the survey was focused on 6 diversified Indian states. And the caregiving sample that I utilized in this study was mainly at the time of the survey, if an individual was providing care, any of their family member, for a, at least 6 months of period of time. So I was interested mainly in this study, the 3 types of care measures which the caregiver experienced due to providing care to their elderly person. So one is their own health status, obviously how caregiving was taking a toll on their own health in terms of managing their stress, anxiety, and strain. And the second one was how difficult it was for them to managing their own healthcare cost, treatment cost. And finally, their financial loss, whether they have been experiencing any financial loss due to change their employment status because of providing care. And the main explanatory covariate of my interest in this study was whether they provided any informal care and what are the different types of informal care that they provided. For example, whether they provided physical care or such as any help with transportation or any household activities, or they were just provided any social support or counseling sort of support to their elderly family members, and whether they provided any nursing or health care, and finally, any disabilities associated with activities of daily living. So this basically allowed me to see, particularly looking at how these different types of caregiving activities influence different caregivers' outcome, whether they have, which caregiving activities influence more what type of caregiving outcomes, such as problems with their health or their financial loss and things like that. So here's some of the description of the sample. So on an average, we say that caregivers are 50 years old, and little more than half of the caregivers are obviously female. And that's their per capita annual income was 14,000 Indian rupees, and majority of them are married. In terms of caregiving needs, we can see that there is a fair distribution of the demand for 3 caregiving needs, such as personal, physical, and social. However, they needed more in healthcare needs from their caregivers, patients. And this is basically showing that how caregiver disclosed that the problems that they experienced while they provided care. So that the way the survey asked the respondent is, it's a 1 to 5 point scale, that how do you think that you providing care, you experience problems, mild, moderate, no problem, or severe. So it's basically 1 to 5 point scale. The important thing here to note that they responded that on an average, they experienced more financial consequence or problems associated with caregiving compared to health problems. So which really indicates that we need to pay more attention the way we have been looking at health consequences of caregiving. We tend to ignore the economic or financial aspects of caregiving that caregivers are experiencing, and that may take a serious consequence of the well-being of individual caregivers as well as their families. So here I'm just showing the result, what I was interested in looking at, what different types of, so I have the, my left-hand side column is showing the different types of caregiving activities that caregivers provided, for example, physical care, social, emotional, nursing, and personal care. And then I have their impacts on their health, their medical treatment cost, and their financial loss associated with caregiving. But all those analyses adjusted for the known demographics like age, gender, their marital status, their household income, and education. So what we are seeing here is that providing physical care, so they are saying that more have a significant impact on how caregivers problem with experiencing medication or the medical care cost, while providing social care is not, they were less likely to experience severe problem with their managing their health or financial or other aspects of Medicare cost, I mean medical care cost. While caregivers, those who provided health care, they are more likely to report that they experience severe health problems as well as medication cost, but although we see that some of the financial loss, but it's not statistically significant at the conventional level. While the personal care has sort of in the same line of results showing that they experienced severe problem both with the health as well as financial impact, experience problems with difficulties with managing their financial stress due to providing care. So it's basically, so the takeaway point from this analysis is that the providing care to elderly family members not only include the health impacts or health consequences for caregivers in order to manage with stress and burden associated with caregiving, it also had that important financial or economic component to it, which caregivers really experience difficulties in overcoming their financial loss or economic loss due to providing care. So the implication for this is that public policies that will be directed to help these caregivers in the future so that they won't prematurely end their caregiving responsibilities should consider health as well as the economic consequence of caregiving, for example, income support policies or for employers maybe to allow them to be more flexible work schedule so that they can work from home, things like that, so that caregivers don't have to change their, compromise their work labor force status and won't experience this economic loss due to just providing care to their family members. Because as we know that family caregivers really are the backbone for this aging population, we need caregiving help for these elderly more in the future coming years. So thank you for your attention, and that's what I have.